edition of Amongst Friends. Hoping that you all have had a good weekend and having a good week so far. Let's all just inhale. It's been one of those weeks for me personally, but show must and will go on. You all can join in the conversation. You know the ways, obviously, but let me run them down for you by calling in 760-683-2662. You all can get at us on Twitter at amongst_friends, on Facebook and the Amongst Friends fan page, and the Amongst Friends radio talk show page. And if you're on Periscope, you all can check us out on Periscope as well. To my right, we have the fabulous, the otherworldly, Dr. J.
What's going on? What's going on amongst friends? How y'all doing? Hi, Periscope, if you can see and or hear me. How are y'all? How y'all doing? D, Breezy, how's everybody doing today?
Pretty good. Like I said, I mean, you know, this is one of those days, but hey, I'm not going to let that stop my shine.
I'm having a good day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Despite me leaving my glasses home today where I couldn't see half the things I need to see. I'm excited, yeah, that Hillary won 4 states on yesterday. So,
but Trump won Maryland, didn't he?
Yeah. Trump won Maryland. Mm-hmm. Trump won Maryland, which was odd. But, you know, I'm excited about getting Hillary in office. So I'm having a good day. I'm not going to complain about today.
All right.
And, I did use my emotions today, though. I did. My breakfast snacks after breakfast were, I'd eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So in between breakfast
and
lunch.
My little meals in between?
Right. Okay. A little snack, a healthy snack, which is normally a healthy snack. However, in between breakfast and lunch, I ate Jolly Rancher jelly beans. And for lunch, I really didn't eat a real lunch. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and Starburst jelly beans. And on my way home, I had Starburst jelly beans.
Everything all right?
Yeah. No, I'm better now.
Okay.
Much, much better. So I ate a real dinner. So. Who? Sure, I'll try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah.
Thank you.
So it was good. Have a good day.
Well, I'm glad to say that your day has progressed. And to my left, fellas, she can cook.
Yes.
Fellas, she can cook.
Yes.
We have the delectable.
Delectable.
We have the I am every woman, the resourceful, the huggable.
No, don't do that.
So, fellas, you see on the street, give a big bear hug.
Don't do that.
And say, amongst friends.
You get
and say, amongst friends did it. But we have D Rob, who is, and fellas, she is doing double duty right now. She's on the show and cooking. And you smell what I'm smelling? I mean, look here.
Mm.
You smell enough to make him propose to her.
Ooh. Oh. Right. Oh.
Wow.
My.
Well, all right.
I didn't want to propose, but I mean,
it does smell good in there. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're the exception to the rule.
That's what you get. Trying to be all messy and whatnot.
I missed my whole damn life.
Okay. Hi, everyone. It's a great day in the neighborhood.
So the new job's still going great?
It's going great. I had to make some very strategic decisions this afternoon. I'm waiting for the foolishness to unravel.
You know it will.
Because it is. I mean, when I tell you these people are so irritated.
These people.
That.
These people, really?
They're so irritated that people won't even look at me when they pass by my new office.
You better throw shade in the new office.
But, I mean, it's just like the uncooperation of these individuals in an office where we should be a very strong team. There is such a distinctive line between my group and the other group.
Mm-hmm. The lines have been drawn, huh?
I mean, clearly the lines were drawn as soon as they started saying we're bringing Deidre and her team on board.
Mm-hmm.
Lines were drawn. Well, technically, when I walked through the dough,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
lines were drawn. Because the, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, we talked about it yesterday. We talked about I'm good at what I do. And it's not that I'm just this uber smart person or whatever. I think it has more to do with my work ethic. I come to get the job done. I have a specific thing that I want to do. I want to accomplish. I'm about that money right now. And the way to get that money is to be good at what you do, you know? So I'm going in thinking strategically, and day one, it was like, are we in the first grade?
Learn about something, got the cooties and everything like that, then?
I mean, I'm just talking about on a, I don't know, it's levels to this shit, I guess. And they were on level one, and I thought they should have been on level 10. And so I had to go from one to, shit, we still at 7.
You're going backwards.
No, I mean, we've progressed a lot.
It's been a progression.
However, because of that progression, the hate is real.
Oh, the hate is very real. Very real.
Well,
so.
Office politics, but you know, I know, I'm sure you and your team will rise above.
Team G, baby, we all about greatness.
What's up? Speaking of,
and no, I can't hire you, so don't reach out and ask me if I can put you on or anything like that. I can't. Okay, thanks.
I mean, it's better than people asking you for money, right?
Well, in essence, they are asking me for money.
But they're asking so they can make their own money.
Okay, see, but here's the thing. Why would you want to come and work for me? When, if we're friends, the relationship from friend and manager is totally different.
Completely.
Like, you know, for first-hand experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we weren't friends before we started working together. I didn't know her. Before we started working together. And so when she came in and she had this attitude, like, look, I don't care what y'all do, just get y'all 40 hours, get your work done. I'm not here to make friends with nobody. End of story. I was like,
let's go, let's work.
That's not how I operate.
This boy want to be everybody's friend.
We going to talk.
Good morning. How you doing?
Right.
How was your weekend?
Yes.
Girl, you cute. Girl, what is it? Are you married? Listen, if you don't get up out of my office with all of this.
Listen, you trying to be a ray of sunshine?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, she would walk through the office and would not speak. Like, how do you walk in a place and just go straight to your desk and you don't speak to nobody?
My question to you is, was the work getting done?
It doesn't matter if the work was getting done, because the work was getting done, yes.
So my next question, am I getting paid?
Yes, you're getting paid.
Can you tell me what I'm getting paid for?
Yes, I can tell you what you're getting paid for.
Which is?
To do the work.
Okay. And none of that, what we just discussed, has anything with socializing with people. Oh my God.
Like, you couldn't even say good morning? Like,
if it wasn't a good morning? Shit, I came into there.
It was so hard for her just to even start saying good morning. It was a struggle.
It was a struggle, y'all, because, like I said, they were at 1, and I expected them to be at 7. And they were not. Well, I meant they needed to be at 10. I got them to 7. We ain't all the way there because we have insubordination. Jesus.
All right. Sorry. Like I was saying, earlier, it seemed like you and your team will rise.
Oh,
you know.
Trust and believe.
So, and speaking of rising above situations, when you're a team, when you're a couple, partnership, whatever, how do you move on after being lied to and or cheated on? Now, I don't mean a small lie, because in my opinion, a lie is a lie. You know, it's like saying no one's lies is better than another lie, because lies is a lie. But if it's one of those lies that you cannot deal with, that it causes you an emotional response, how do you move on from that? And, of course, how do you move on from infidelity, assuming you want to stay with that person?
Two words. Discharge papers.
That's ironic to say that, because yesterday, Bob, a similar question. You said, well, if you're a true believer,
I can get you. Go ahead, finish.
Okay.
Let him finish.
I'm not trying to throw shade, but I have to say.
Oh, that was shade. But let him finish.
And I'm getting two different answers from you for the
same question. No, you're not getting two different answers.
<It's my pee.
laughs> You're not getting two different answers from me. What you're getting is you asked me a question about how I would respond, especially to someone who was married or they were dealing with folks.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you was, my answer will be different depending on are they a believer or not.
Okay.
And in this particular situation,
mm-hmm.
I'm not married. There's not one ring on my finger. So I don't need to be committed to anyone who chooses to lie to me unnecessarily. So my answer hasn't changed.
Okay.
I'm not married.
Just
now, the circumstances are different,
mm-hmm.
and do I love this person? Absolutely. But will he be with me? Absolutely not.
That's a single you?
That's a single me.
Okay.
Now, if I was married, there's some difference. Because I didn't get married to get divorced. I could have stayed single.
Okay.
You're an asshole. don't come for me.
I'm an asshole?
Yes.
What did I do?
That's some tea.
That's some lemonade.
the reason I'm asking is you have that person that suspects something, right? And they go looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when they find out, what they're good at telling them, they're at a standstill. So it's like, well, you're looking for it now. You find it. What are you going to do? Because obviously, you need to know, right?
Do you really?
Then why are you looking for it?
Well, I know you primarily.
Okay, so first of all, we have to realize that this is someone who always goes looking. So first of all, just off the break, I'm looking.
Who you? I have friends, family members. They are boo hoo. Ain't leaving that nigga. Ain't leaving her. Go looking for it. Bitch, you know, 4 times. They look 4 different times to find out, and still ain't leaving. So, what you continue looking for? Now, I'm not saying that's you or somebody but you suspect something. Are you suspecting, do you already have an idea in mind what you're going to do after you find out? Or, and if you do find out what you're suspecting, are you surprised?
I don't want to say that I'm surprised. I think I'm disappointed, especially because I've given you the opportunity to be totally upfront and honest in none of the situations that we've dealt with. I've never given you one of those scenarios where I can't tell her the truth because if I tell her the truth, she's going to smash my windows. If I tell her the truth, I'm going to slash his tires. If I tell, he was never given an example of me being someone who was going to act outrageously because of the truth. So for you to make the decision to... for me and blatantly lie to my face, it hurt my feelings more that, one, you don't respect me enough to trust that I can handle it. So if you can't respect me enough to handle it, then that means you don't respect me as a partner. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're almost looking at me as if I'm a kid. Like, I can't be trusted with the emotional fortitude to move forward when there's conflict.
Right.
So that hurts.
I tell you what gets me. If you know I know something, right, I'm asking you for a reason. So if you know, you know why I'm asking, and you look me dead in my eyes and lie to me, and you know I know something's up. So why are we talking about this? And you know that. That's why I feel like a respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, in relationships, whenever somebody says we need to talk, you already know what it's going to be about. You know, you already know what it's going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody done fucked up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come and say, we need to talk and sit down, say, guys, you need to ask me, that person already knows you done fucked up. And you just look that person in the eye like, dude, nah, I ain't fucked up.
I'm a different breed. So
it's just here clearly.
Yeah. When I ask you, like say if you and I were dating, and if I come to you and if I ask you, hey, if I ask you specifically about something, I already know the answer. I'm actually just giving you a chance to tell me the truth, just to see if you're actually going to tell me the truth. If you're going to be man enough to tell me the truth, are we going to have an adult conversation about it? I need to know, because 9 times out of 10, you are going to get your tires slashed. You are going to get your clothes put out in the snow. You are going to, you know, I may put some dog food in your food or something like that. You all right, D?
Yeah.
Oh. So... if I'm coming to you and if I'm asking you something, it's already surpassed the gut feeling. It's gut feeling. I've already gathered the evidence, and you don't even know it. And I'm coming to you and I'm asking you, hey, what about blah, blah, blah? It's because I already know the answer.
Okay, so now let's see, you know, like the police, you already got all the evidence. You already got all the forensics. And now you're trying to close in for the confession. And that person still lies to you. What do you do if you're married? Now to my if you're married, what do you do?
If my ass was about to show me discharge papers. Discharge.
All right, so now you're married. Mm-hmm. So you can't easily, you might better go stay with your sister, your cousin for a couple of days or, you know.
I ain't leaving.
You're not leaving?
I pay the bills here. Or I pay half. Or a third. I ain't leaving.
So what do you do?
I've left. And I've, like, stayed with friends, stayed in a hotel. I've left, and you don't know where I am. You know, and not only that, when I have left the situation, I have left in an attempt to pretty much start over, start a new life. I'm talking about, like, I'm going to look at apartments. I'm looking at furniture. I'm like starting to build all over again.
Okay.
Has he ever left?
No.
Mentally? You sure about that?
I don't know. I'm not in his mind.
Okay, so next question. So you're already about to start a new life and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that emotional thinking?
Absolutely. I'm very emotional. I'm a very emotional person. So
Lisa, that's like calling water wet.
This is my belief.
And I made mention of this on the show before. You can't think emotionally. You know, your emotions and your thoughts are two completely different things. I'm pretty sure, I don't know you like that, but I'm pretty sure that if you stopped, and actually thought of what's going on, you may not be, I already have those mental plans to move on. So, if that is the case, what's better in moving on from a situation where you've been hurt? Is it to go off emotions? And then sit later and think, like, well, maybe I should have done that, or to think about it first and then proceed.
I'm not there yet.
That's why he got friends who are there,
and to help talk me off of a ledge. And, you know, because I think very recklessly, like,
right.
In my eyes, to get over a situation is to might go fuck your friend. I've even done one. I started a rumor by myself. So, yeah.
Didn't I tell you this is the queen?
I'm still. You are on my t-shirt. Both of you are on my t-shirt. I don't know a lot about the queens, and I don't know a lot about that right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't. But you all can join the conversation and let us know how do you, or if, because, you know, some people just say fucking and I'm out. But how do you move on from being lied to and or being cheated on with somebody you're still in love with?
It's a really hard journey.
It's a long and daunting journey.
So, I you know, to admit my dirt, when I was married, I wasn't the best husband. I wasn't the most faithful of husbands.
Faithful physically or emotionally?
Physical.
Oh.
Physical. And my ex-wife and I, you know, irony of me saying all of that, I still love her. You know, I still love. And that's one thing that I know some men can do. You ever wonder why a man can say, well, she didn't mean nothing? Because she didn't. His heart's still with you, but his penis was inside of her. So I did what I did, but I didn't really care about the person I was doing it to like that. My heart was with my wife, my then wife. And so, you know, we went to counseling, which was both of our ideals. It wasn't like, you know, I need this. This is what needs to be done for us. No, we both came to that conclusion together.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it didn't work out. But having, you know, gone to counseling, you know, she and I, that's when a lot of things start coming out. And you see, like I said yesterday, you don't really learn somebody until you fight. You know, that's when you see, you know, that the triggers. And, mm-hmm. and when push comes to shove, you know, and hard times come, that's when you really see, you know, what's going on. And so, I think mentally, she probably wanted to leave, you know, because she all had a spiritual, you know, upbringing, and so that was, you know, wanted to stick it out to her parents or mm-hmm. religion and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so, but I think even before we got to counseling, she had, you know, probably a time or two was wrestling her head and mentally checked out. But, you know, for the sake of, you know, wanting to work it out. I mean, we still loved each other at the time, but it just didn't work out. But you see how, well, one person may be like, you know, let's work out. Another person like, yeah, the steps. Because, you know, the counselor's like, well, these are steps you're going to have to, you may have to take. Everybody's steps is different. So, again, when you're in that situation, just how far are you willing to go to patch things up and move forward? Or can you move forward? Or is 10 years down the line, remember what you did to me 15 years ago? Do you ever move on mental?
Well, I think Dee's right. Dee said she made a very good comment when she said, you know, it's a long process. And it is a long process. So I think what's wrong? Oh, nothing. I think that if you're on a road to recovery, yeah, and the other person is doing much better, they're not lying, you're not catching them in no lies or anything like that, I think it's good y'all going to counseling. But what happens the minute y'all are working things through and boom, you catch them in a lie? Boom, you catch his ass cheating, him or her cheating. Then it's like, you got to go back to square one. So, again, you're back on the road to recovery. Then, boom, another setback. So, I guess it depends on you as a person. Like, how many times are you willing to be set back over and over again? And then you have to look at yourself. You have to look at your relationship. You have to say, okay, not putting the blame on you, but what is something that I can do different about me to change this situation? Because I'm beginning to be insane. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting something different. So what is something different that I can do in this relationship or in this marriage that can progress our relationship? So you have to look at that, and you have to look at your relationship. So you have to look at everything and not just that one particular person, like, why does this person lie? The person, and you know what? Once you actually look at all of those things, and it might not be you, it might not be the relationship, it just may be just the actual person, because some people it's just innate in their genes to lie. It's just in their genetics to lie. It's in my genetics to have high blood pressure. However, I don't have it. You know, it's, and when I say it's in their genes, they've been doing it since they were a child. And, you know, they're in their 40s and 50s, and they still do it. So what the hell do you do? Do you continue to start over again and try, we're going to try something different? How many times do you try something different?
So, D, as a believer,
ooh,
no, I mean, I'm a believer too, but I it's funny how, you know, the conversation that D and I have, where I was like, you know, I hey, after one or two, I'm out, maybe, or after the first one, I'm out. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking you, as a believer, how many times can you go through that? No, I'm asking you. I mean, personally.
Forever. I mean, y'all got quiet. As I was saying last night, 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. So if I am saying that I love this person, I am going to do my very best to overcome whatever broken trust that has come about because of their discretion, because I say that I'm in it with you. You know, I'm your ride or die. You know, when we stand before God and we say, through good and through bad, through sickness and in health, you know, through rich, through poor, I'm going to stand with you through all of the obstacles. I mean, men like to say that they're not heterosexual men. likes to say that they're not monogamous. It's not in their nature. So with that understanding, it would be my hope and my desire that regardless if you're not monogamous or not, it's not in your nature, that you would choose to honor the relationship that we have. If you don't, will I be hurt? Yes. Will I be tempted to walk away from it all? Absolutely. But then, just like you say, if I'm not being led by my emotions, I'm going to try and stay and work it out. Now, if you tell me you don't want to be with me and you walk out, I'm going to ask you maybe 2 or 3 times.
What you
want to
do?
I may even ask you 10 times, please stay. But if you make a decision to walk out on me,
that's it.
Keep walking.
Well, let me ask you this. And this is something that I go back and forth with. I understand forgiveness and, you know, I do. I understand forgiveness and sometimes I even turn it the other cheek. I get all of that. But why we got to stay together? I can forgive you and us not be together.
But again, the question is, how do you? You know, you can say, no, I forgive you. We good. I don't need to be with you like you just said. So, no, it all depends, I guess, on, you know, like D said. First of all, it depends on your relationship with the Lord. You know, if you believe in the teaching. Now, of course, you know, Bible is subjective to people. You know, different people can read the same passage and get 3 different meanings. So, for you, you may not get the same thing that she gets. And so, for you, it may be like, yeah, I forgive you, you know. But I don't need to be with you. So, I guess it depends on how you interpret Scripture and if you really want to abide by the Scripture. Would you agree?
It's not even about abiding with the Scripture. It's typically when we're talking about someone who has Christian principles, when you go and stand before God, your friends, family, and whatever, you're not only making a commitment to that person you're standing with, but you're also making a commitment to God. So if something goes down in the DM or wherever, and you're like, you know, I can't forgive you. I can't, you know, I can love you or I can't forgive you. What about God who's standing there with you saying, I've forgiven them and I can stand with them? So are you going to walk out on the commitment that you've made with God as well? I mean, if you're looking at it from a biblical perspective, it's just not the two of you. And when you start saying, well, you know, I can forgive you, but I ain't got to be with you anymore. Well, did you talk to God? Did you consider what he may say? Or are you just running off of emotions or even going from the perspective of, I have feelings and, you know, God should understand that, you know, I need to be X, Y, Z. Okay, well, this is where, and I'm not trying to get into the whole relationship, but this is where it's very important that when you do decide to be in a committed relationship with someone, that you've done your due diligence so that you're not having to make these decisions down the line of, I can't believe that you would dishonor our covenant. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm forced to leave out. It's almost as if people need to have the conversation. If you cheat on me, are you going to leave me? Before I walk down this aisle, if I cheat on you, are you going to leave me? I understand you love me. I understand the glitz and the glamour of wanting to be husband and wife. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, are you still going to stand with me?
Is that a practical question or is that a preemptive? Like, you already have doubts or are you just asking, in case this storm comes?
No. See, but that's, I think that's what's wrong with people. Mm-hmm. Everybody are, they're always thinking that just because I ask you something, you know, we are, what is it, a
microwave generation?
Well, not even a microwave. We are a microwave generation. I'm not saying that people can't come together and know instantly that they want to be with the person for the rest of their lives. But what I'm saying is that we are reactive people. We react.
Right.
Never do we sit down and say, let's talk about what happens if this goes down. And by me sitting down and talking to you about this thing, this doesn't mean that I plan to do it. That's almost, that's like that whole thing of get a prenup. Well, I don't want a prenup because you're already saying that you don't trust me. Like, you're already looking to get out. No, I'm being smart about what's going on. I came into the relationship with this. And I'd like to leave out with this in the event something goes on that has nothing to do with you. Me personally, I don't need no prenup. Listen, if you want it, take it. You want it that bad, do what you do. But I'm just saying, we, again, we are very reactive.
I don't think Dr. Jay agrees with that.
Well, he don't agree with half the shit I say, but that's because I feel that he's very emotional. And I'm always looking at it from a perspective of strategically, how does this help us? You know, we can't, you, it's not hard to do the things that you want to do. So if you want to stay in, you'll do the work it takes to stay. If you don't, you won't. And I also feel like that when someone cheats or does some whatever discretion, I feel like people use those as pawns. Like, you cheated on me, so I'm going to hold this over your head for the rest of the time.
So one thing I realized when it comes to forgiveness is you can't halfway do it. Right? You can't, mm-hmm. you can't halfway. Like you said, you know, y'all
don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, y'all forgive you. Like you said, you know, a month or two later, you know, a year later. So, but how do you get to the point where you can fully forget? And do you forget? Because like it says, forget. Do you actually forget?
I don't think you should.
I don't forget.
I don't think you forget. I think, you know, just like when we are younger and we're with our good boyfriends, good girlfriends, you know, whatever, and we're talking about, remember that time when he did blah, 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 and you messed up everything, but then look at where you are. I feel like we need the past to show us how far we've grown, to see where we are in life. And I think the first step in working past deception or whatever is understanding that we're all human and we all have flaws. You know, like people say all the time, promise me you'll never hurt me.
You can't do that.
You cannot do that. I mean, even as your friend, you can't say, promise me you'll never hurt me.
Yeah.
If I say that, I'm already lying to your face.
I know. I've gone. I'm sorry.
So, everybody, please scratch the bullshit B Rob just spat out. Let's number A.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Yes. How is that bullshit?
Yes. So, where do I even begin with this catastrophe? Where do I even begin? Okay. So, for one.
Mm-hmm.
You asked a very specific question, how do you actually move on X, Y, and Z?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's not up just to that one person to move on. You did this to me. Now I don't trust you, so I'm going to need your help to help me move on. So, and that does not include, oh, just us going to counseling and, oh, you doing the right thing for a few weeks. No, I'm going to need you to continuously do the same thing for the next year or two, or whenever I feel as though I am particularly over this. because every year from now on that date, I'm going to remember this bullshit that you took me through on this date. So, no, it's not up just to me to forgive and to get over it.
But it is. You're the one who got the issue.
Okay. So, it's not just up to me to get over it because you did this to me. It's up to you to help me get over. So what are you going to do to help me get over this? What are you going to do? You did it. You're the reason why I'm feeling so insecure.
So now you're a victim?
Huh?
So now you're the victim?
Absolutely. You lied or you cheated.
So you've never lied.
Have I never lied? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell that lie and say I didn't. No.
Oh, so now you're playing a victim.
No.
So you've been there. You've lied. Yeah. And when you lied, you was like, can't we just get over it?
No.
Can't we just move forward?
No. Because when I lie, guess what? When I lie and I get caught in it, because I lie in particularly just to get caught, doesn't make sense to you. Because I always tell my husband.
He's playing all these damn games.
So it's good for you and good for me? Okay. So then I'll push the envelope, tell him a little lie. And then he'll come back all into his feelings. Well, baby, you lied. You know what? I sure did.
But
I can't.
I believe it's a little different from what Dee was just asking, though. I'm guessing when somebody lies and or cheats, I'm guessing they're not lying to get caught.
Well, I'm going to get caught. Because I want you to see how I feel. I want you to.
They're not gonna feel what you feel.
They are.
No, they're not.
Yes,
you want me to tell you why? Because I'm not in your head. I am not Jacoby. I am who I am, and what affects you may not affect me. So you doing all this playing games and all
Absolutely.
This when you could come and say, listen, I know you're lying to me, and this is how I know, and this is how I feel. Instead of doing all of this.
That gets you nowhere. What I learned about people who do things to other people, they get pissed when it's being done to them.
Oh, so you're a tit for tat motherfucker.
And here's another thing. You brought up a horrible point saying about, oh, let's have the conversation. If you were to cheat on me, this is what happened. So you're letting the other person know that, okay, if you cheat on me, I'm going to forgive you and we're going to work this out. So let's let the other person know, man, we're going to work it out every time I cheat and get caught. So I'm going to just go fuck everything out there. I'm not going to be faithful. Why? Because we had this conversation already. You already going to forgive me. You already going to be dumb and just work this shit out. And we're going to be all right.
Well, hold on now. Now
that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, but okay, you just said that person is going to need to maybe do 1 or 2 years of work just to gain forgiveness. Okay, if that point comes, she's going to work it out. So why would she be dumb? Because she decides to work it out sooner.
Because what is there to work out right now? You just gave me permission to cheat. You just gave me permission to cheat. Because if there are no consequences, you gave me permission
to
cheat.
Can y'all see my face?
You gave me permission to cheat. There are no consequences.
Ain't nobody gave you no permission.
You're still going to be there. There are no consequences.
That's dumb.
No. That's dumb. For even having a conversation.
That's stupid.
And then you brought
that's
an example
ignorant.
Of having a prenup.
Like, I can't believe you're sitting over there just ignorant. I just can't believe it. Like, are you this dumb?
No. Are you that dumb?
You're this dumb.
You're
like,
that
I
dumb.
Can't. You know what? See, that don't even sound right coming out of my mouth.
I'm just what I'm saying.
You're not dumb. You're not ignorant.
Oh,
you're
I'm
just,
no, I'm not.
You're just. Periscope, stretch forth your hands.
I don't want y'all friends.
Ray, this foolishness out of him. Oh, my God.
So, okay, for you personally, is tip-a-tat, being petty, whatever you want to call it, is that more important than moving forward?
He has to have the last D.
So
he cannot rest.
So let's say the person gets
caught.
Do you
not hear what I'm saying? He cannot rest.
Okay, so this question, right? Let's say you get cheated on, person decides to leave. Therefore, you don't get your chance to tip the tap. The person is gone. What do you do then?
There's always a chance to tip the tap, baby. It's always.
There is a caller on the line who has a question.
Okay.
Caller.
Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead and ask Dr. J this question.
Why are you going to be doing it?
Because it's.
Hey, Jacoby. This is Gina calling from Atlanta. Hi.
Hey, everybody. Atlanta. How you doing?
So, question for you. I'm good. I'm great. Y'all over here got me over here dying laughing. But my thing is, well, not more so a question, but my thing is, so if you're in a relationship and you built this trust in this relationship and this and whatever with this person, while they might, like, while you may think that there's no consequence if you don't leave, for me, the biggest thing would be to disappoint my spouse.
Right.
To think that we have built this life together, think that you have basically trusted me with your life, the raising of your child, finances, security, everything, and I betrayed that. That right there is a bigger consequence to me than him leaving, than him ripping up clothing, than him airing me out on Facebook, just the shame of the fact that I disappointed you. So that there's a consequence, even if you don't leave or even if you don't.
The shame of disappointing your
spouse yes.
Because your spouse broke the trust. Not you.
No, because you
trust.
Said there's not a consequence. There is a consequence. If I broke his trust.
Oh, okay. If I broke his trust,
there's a consequence,
okay.
And I'm living with that. I have to face him and realize that I broke this guy's heart. Even if he forgives me, even if it's 10 years down the line, I'm still going to be in the back of my mind, like, remember the day that I made him cry or leave or whatever the case may be. So there is a consequence. It may not be a physical or a tangible consequence, but there is an emotional consequence. And now, that's for me. I can't say for some other people because some people don't have empathy or don't care either way. But I think that there is an emotional consequence. And I think that a lot of problems that are going on with people, where people are cheating or where people are unfaithful or whatever the case may be, is emotional scarring. So it may not be something you can physically see or something you can point and say, oh, yeah, that happened. But there's a lot of emotional damage out there. So there is a consequence to every action.
That is true.
Whether you see it or not.
I truly understand your
I just want to be able to see it. That's what he's saying.
No, well, yes, indeed.
And I get it.
Also,
when you're hurt, you want to see it.
Absolutely. And also, Gina, which you also have to realize, you're a woman. That plays a factor in it because men don't give a damn if
we talk about your emotional ass. Who is 2 seconds from being a woman?
No, am I right? Oh.
No, I think no. I hear what he's saying, and in some cases there are, but I truly believe. Like I've dated guys, and I just be like, look at them like, the fuck is? Oh, excuse me, what is wrong with you? Not realizing that there's emotional scarring that was done well before I came along, and I'm just dealing with the consequences of someone else's actions. So even though you may be a man and men may manifest it differently, I still think that you guys hurt. You may just deal with it differently. Women may just be more vocal or may be more expressive with it. But when you, I mean, look at these guys out here. I mean, I got into an argument with someone yesterday that told me I hated myself because I colored my hair. And I'm like, where would you get that? Well, my ex-girlfriend. So because she hurt you, I had to cut my wrist.
Project onto you his hurt. That's my yo's causing.
Exactly. So it may, like I said, it may not be a physical hurt, but it's still there. Or it may not be a physical hurt, not hurt, but physical consequence. But you'll still feel it in some way, shape, or form. It may not be manifesting like I hate you, I'm gonna cut up your clothes, but somewhere down the line, it's going to manifest itself. Whether you're in a relationship and you just can't simply seem to trust this person who has done nothing to you, or you can't seem to get into a relationship because you just can't allow yourself to be open or vulnerable to someone. There's always a consequence, and there's always something there, whether it's suppressed or expressed.
The thing about that, Gina, with men, we particularly think different, because with us, gay or straight, if we got away with it once, we don't care about, oh, my God, I hurt your feelings. Oh, I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. We're going to do it again. And the thing about us is we're probably going to try to find a better way to do it.
I mean, what about the men that
not lose necessarily.
Their family, lose everything,
not,
and then all of a sudden are like?
No, I tell you what, because
they have a consequence.
Well, I tell you what, when I cheated, you know, on my ex-wife, I mean, the moment afterwards, I feel bad.
The moment afterwards, why not before, during?
Because he was in them guts.
I was in them guts, and I wasn't thinking with the right mind. But afterwards.
Oh, Lord.
But afterwards, I did say, think, you know what? It hurt me to think that, well, she may not know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she finds out, don't find out. Mm-hmm. I've heard this. I accomplished a covenant with and planned to spend the rest of my life with.
But guess what? You went back and did it all over again. Yes or no? So what's the point of feeling bad after the fact if you're going to do it over again? Because there was no consequence. And even when there was a consequence, when you was in danger of...
Self-kill. I mean, like Gina was saying, self-kill within itself is a consequence.
And you still went back. So, men, we don't give a damn about self-guilt, because why are we going to get back in them guts all over again? We are. We're not going to... We'll have self-guilt. Woo-woo-woo. I feel bad. Blah, blah, blah. The next day... I'm looking and I'm gawking and I'm seeing whose guts I'm getting into next. Come on, we're not gonna sit here and play this game. Gina? Did Gina hang up?
No, I didn't. I was sneezing. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So you're telling me that you can look at the person that you hurt and continue to do it. Like, there's never gonna be a breaking point to where you'd be like, I am really causing damage to this person.
Gina, I have ended a relationship because I got so tired of cheating and not getting caught because it was boring at that point. Cheating was not even fun. So I had to end a relationship.
Truly.
It's not supposed to be fun.
It is supposed to be fun.
It's not
all about sleeping with somebody else and not getting caught. That was fun in your 20s.
Gina,
not when you got a family.
It ain't fun now in my 30s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We got kids.
And Gina,
stock options,
please,
and
Mark, please be sure to say a prayer. Before you go to bed. Because so are you saying not getting caught? Is it fun?
It was fun. But in my 20s, I was in this relationship with this guy, and he had a lot of I don't do this. And it was like, I don't have sex on Saturday night. I don't have sex, you know, on Tuesday. I don't give head. And it wasn't like, oh, you can't say, give me some head. I couldn't even say, give me head or come to my dick. We had to call it a code name, like pizza or something like that. So even when we were in the house by ourselves, boring. So that relationship lasted 2 years. And I think after 2 years, I was like, you know what? I'm bored. I'm really tired of stepping out on you. And it's time for me to be single, because I act more single than I'm in a relationship. So it was boring. So no, I did not care about his feelings or, oh, I was
and
hurting
so,
his feelings.
Someone
no.
said someone said something to me, well, said something today. It was a class I was in, and it said that when someone does something, if they're looking for something or whatever, you first need to question your own thoughts. Why do you feel this way? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you feeling this emotion? And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, and the reason why you react like that is because you used to be such a hardcore cheater. Like, I don't give a shit. And so it's almost as if you're projecting your feelings or your actions onto your partner, because that's what you did.
No, I'm projecting my feelings and actions.
Shut up. That's stupid.
I'm projecting my feelings and actions on my partner because I know people. I've been around long enough to know people. I know when you're lying. I know when something's up. So I may not come out to you and say, hey, I think you're cheating, because why? You're going to lie to me. So what I say is, I'll hit you with a, since you like Dar and stuff, I'll hit you with a, you know, such and such has been really on my mind. I just, you know, they've just been really heavily on my mind. And that's for you to come out and say, oh, well, maybe you should pray for them. Yeah, something ain't right about that situation. That's my way of telling you, bitch, I know what's going on. Stop the little shenanigans. So then you'll go back and say, you'll go back to that person, look, inspect the gadget is on it. He's on it. He's really, really on it.
He is really sitting here thinking that people is reading his mind because he's doing these little scripted messages.
Because when you learn people, you just know how to talk to people. And that's how, like I said, you like God and stuff. So that's how I have to come to you.
You have thoughts, so I know how to come to you.
Gina, we would definitely thank you for calling in and get another voice, because obviously, yeah, but thank you for calling in. And like I said, before you lay down to sleep tonight, please say a prayer for Dr. J.
Stretch both your hands.
don't try to break
Dr. J, because I promise you he needs it right now.
And
in
also,
the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. And if you want to be part of the conversation,
you can dial 760-683-2662.
So,
is this one of your... Oh.
You're trying me.
Help us today, God. Yes! Help us today! Help us!
But I want to realize, too, if someone's going to try to make it right, or make it up to you,
they'll stop.
No. You also have to give them the opportunity too. Cause it's one thing someone tries to make amends, you shut it down. They try to do all they can to do better, you shut it down. You're not giving that person the opportunity to make it up to you.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily shut anybody down who's trying. I'll give you an opportunity to try, but while you're in your vetting phase of trying.
How very godlike of you.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, now.
Amen. In your vetting stage of trying, don't do the shit again, because
But you're assuming that the person's already going to mess up again. Why not the person that just did it one time only, not going to mess up? You already have the mindset, oh, it's going to happen again. That might not even be the case.
No, I don't have the mindset. I'm just saying, at times, men, we got to figure out how to cheat better.
How are you speaking for a man?
Because I'm a man.
I can't
tell.
It's
like sometimes how you speak for all the black women.
I don't. I don't ever speak for all the black women, because all the
you
black women don't
before.
Speak for me.
Breeza, has she not tried to speak for all the black women? Has she not?
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, what I see, this, I don't know what's wrong with both you and Breezy, but please.
No. What did I do today?
Well, if I finish my conversation or my statement, you'll be clear on what I'm saying. Y'all hear what y'all want to hear. And when I spoke for somebody, we were talking about cheating. And what I said was, I'm going to speak for all the women who've been cheated on. I ain't never said I'm speaking for all black women, because all black women don't think like me. So please, get your stuff together. All of it.
You're done.
Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. And what you need to do is sit there and let me say what I'm going to say. For however long I'm going to say it. See what I'm saying? Say something.
Something.
Nobody is going to be trying me.
We're going to finish with you.
No, I'm saying last night we had to talk about how you heard what you wanted to hear. And now he hearing what he want to hear.
Because
what?
Nothing.
So again, if someone is doing their best to try and make amends, do you continuously remember what they did, or do you focus on them trying to make amends?
Keep focusing on what they did.
Well, if you're not going to forget but was done, then I think that allows, that should allow you some time to let them see how this person is going to do.
Gina, I just want you to know you ain't shit. That's all I'm saying.
What did Gina do?
Wait a minute. Keep them coming, Gina.
Keep them coming. To see what you want. Yes, Gina, I love it.
My gosh.
Thank you, Gina.
My gosh.
Oh, goodness. Hilarious.
Yeah, so, again, are you going to hope well it's done, or are you going to allow them to and see what they're going to do to make amends for you?
I have to focus on both. I just do, because in order for me to get over it, I need to figure out what it is, what's the problem? Like, what's the issue? Is there an issue? So, and not only that, what are you doing to make it right? She come to treat me out to dinner, that'll make it right. I mean, so what? You bought me a little outfit, or, you know, you took me to my favorite store. That's nothing. Like, what are you doing to make it right? So, you know.
Okay, so, someone does something, and they're going about their way of making it right. In your mind, you had this idea of what you like to have done or see. And they actually are trying to make amends. They're trying to, you know, do better. But it might not be what you expected. Do you still give them credit?
Absolutely. You give credit when credit's due. I do. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with giving credit when credit's due. What do you think, Dee?
I'm not going to be, if I say that I forgive you, that moment when someone lies, so you have to look at them. No, if I say that I forgive you and that we're going to work on trying to reconcile, then I'm going to do just that. And I'm going to do the work myself to say, when I start feeling, you know, like, if you cheat on me and the way I found out is because I was snooping because someone was texting you and we're sitting on the couch and you're turned a certain way and you're texting, I'm going to talk myself down and not be like, who the fuck you texting? Why you turned that way? Because I'm in my emotions. If I say I won't do it, I'm going to make the conscious effort to move in that lane. And when I start getting in my feelings, then I have to talk myself down. I take it you don't do that, Jacob.
So before, when I was walking in here today, you had something playing,
uh-huh.
And I was listening very intently to the message that was being rendered.
Uh-huh.
And the message, the guy was talking about why are we not addressing those issues at the beginning? We wait until much later to address
mm-hmm.
those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that said, so if you see that type of behavior, number one, you already know what it's about. You already know some bullshit behind it. Y'all both sitting
what
on the couch.
What behavior?
Y'all both sitting on the couch and sitting beside each other, and all of a sudden they go from this to this, so you won't see the text. You already know this. You already know what it is. You already know. So then now you calm yourself down. No consequences to it. So the next night, you talking yourself down. No consequences to it. Just for a whole week, just go on. Boom. on the seventh day. Now you want to say something? What the fuck you didn't say on the first day?
So here's the thing. What you were listening to, mm-hmm. so you're trying to pull what was being said and putting it into a situation. What I heard was addressing the issue on hand. Say I'm dating someone,
mm-hmm.
and all along your MO is
mm-hmm.
text to the side
mm-hmm.
when I'm sitting there,
mm-hmm.
and I don't say anything about it,
mm-hmm.
when we should address that issue, one, before we got into a relationship,
mm-hmm.
one, before we got married, but we got a problem with this right here. We need to be open and honest and communication. Everything needs to be clear. When you turn yourself to the side, you're making stuff come up. I'm trying to keep it in and all this kind of stuff. Addressing it before you become committed. Not this whole, I'm in the relationship now. He been doing this shit since day one.
Now
I want to address it. No. Don't get into the relationship. Don't be expecting. And this irritates me, but what one of the things that was said was, don't wait for someone else to get the conscience to do the right thing. You see some fucked up shit, address it.
See something, say something.
So what if you're already married and they've never done it, then all of a sudden, boom, this.
Okay.
Boom, this.
Okay, so.
Do you can still continue to calm yourself down?
No.
Because
you just said they've never done it before.
Right.
So then if they do it and you've never done it before, right then. Why you do that? What's going on?
Okay, so why can't you do it when you're just getting to know somebody?
That's the hope. When I'm just getting to know them, I can do that too. Address it now. What I'm saying is, if you've been in a relationship, you've met somebody.
But what I'm asking is, why in any situation, married or not, why would you sit there and just calm yourself down instead of just addressing it right then?
See, because here's the situation. You just did that, and they did it, but it could have been that they were sitting there, and they got a crook in their back, and they turned this way, and it ain't got nothing to do with you, but because you're looking for...
No, but like Dee said...
Ain't nobody making
and blah blah blah. It turns me. Give me all my fans.
You're a woman hater anyway.
I'm not.
Especially,
my mother is a woman.
I don't know your mom.
My sister is a woman.
I was about to say something that was out of pocket.
Keep it mute.
I was about
keep
to say
cute,
something. Woo! Ooh, that draw, it almost slipped real quick. I had to remember where I was. You know, some conversations ain't for everybody. I mean, we're amongst friends, but when we have personal conversations, it ain't for me to put his business out there. So, when we're amongst friends, it's because he has something he wants to share. So,
Please and thank you.
Tomorrow, Jesus.
But go ahead and continue your story.
He done made me forget it. Because he don't like black women.
That's not true. Why are you saying that? Because
you don't like black women.
That is not true.
You always got something to say about black women.
No,
but you
I
sing,
don't.
But you sing praises to Becky.
With the good hair.
Beyonce would not approve of your shenanigans right now.
I cannot. No, I don't. Stop. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. I don't even remember what I was saying. My point was, is sometimes we read into things and it's not how we read it to be. He could have turned away because his back was itching. And it's not about making no excuses. It's about stepping out of your emotional bliss and calling it for what it is. That's it. Okay, well, you know, there's help for some and not for others.
So, okay, Dr. Jim, ask a question. tell me if I'm right, first of all. Are you against thinking first?
Am I against what?
Thinking first, then reacting?
No, no, no. There have been times I have thought about my
flashing a tire.
Yeah.
And then you said, I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care nothing about jail.
You need to be.
I don't. But no, there have been times, plenty of times where I've thought about things before I actually have done them. You know? So, yeah, I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to that at all. Like, I have just thought out a situation. So, yeah, I don't always think rationally. With me, I am irrational a lot. About 90% of the time, I am very irrational. So there comes a time that 10%, that 10% does kick in. When that 10% kicks in, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. You can still be a part of the conversation by calling 760-683-2662 and press 1 so that we can see that you'd like to make a question or a comment.
So, have you ever lied to your partner?
No.
Why do you have to think about it?
Because I had to think about whether or not I was in a relationship. So, my ex, we went from being in a relationship to being special friends. And because he was my special friend.
I am done.
Why are you done?
Done.
But why are you done? You asked me
done.
A question.
I'm done.
Did you ask me a question?
You know what?
Did he ask me a question?
You had to.
I had to think about it. And the thing that I lied about was we were special friends, which means I'm not your girlfriend.
Okay.
And he was like, are you seeing someone else? No, boo-boo. It's just you.
Were you? Well, okay, so now, do you think him voicing it that way, because it's one thing to ask, are you sleeping with somebody else? He asked, are you seeing somebody else? So do you think that in that moment, he might have thought you all were more than special friends?
Say that one more time.
I said, with him wording it that way, mm-hmm. Are you seeing someone? It's a lot different from saying, are you sleeping with somebody else?
Okay.
So, seeing someone.
He was asking me, was I sleeping with someone?
Sleeping with someone.
Mm-hmm. Because he didn't want nobody else sleeping with me while he was.
You should have said none of your business.
No, sweetie. It's just you.
So, okay. Do you believe or do you agree that, you know, a lie is a lie? No such thing as a little.
Life a lie is a lie.
So you never said, like, again, to piggyback off Dr. J, you never said what some people can, you know, consider a white lie or a small lie, a little lie to somebody. You never said anything like
not
that.
Not to anybody that I'm in a relationship. I think that it's very important that we be honest about the relationship. And sometimes I've been so honest that it's turned off people, you know, in certain situations and stuff like that. But no, when I am in a relationship, I am very transparent about my feelings.
So, like, if someone sees physically
uh-huh.
that something is wrong,
uh-huh.
they see physically that something's weighing heavy on you, and they ask you, what's wrong? And you say nothing, you never said that? Because that is a lie.
Mm-mm. No, I'm going to tell you what's wrong. Now, the question we're going to ask is, do you have the time to hear me out? I mean, or do you want to hear what I have to say? And you know what he said? One time he said no. And I was like,
why'd you ask?
So I'm just asking me general conversation.
Does this appear to be a Karen, I guess?
Well, yeah, no, I don't do that.
So after being lied to, is it possible to ever get to a point where not only are you all good about what has happened, but you're insecure in the fact, at least thinking that it won't ever happen again? You're better than ever moving forward.
You hope that it doesn't happen again. I mean, you really, really do hope that it doesn't happen again. And if it doesn't, great. But if it does, you're still hurt. You're even more hurt than the time before because you've already put back down these walls and you've already forgiven and you're ready to move forward. And it's like, damn, they did it again. Why? So you're actually more disappointed than you are the first time.
You know, I may mention this last night. And again, it may just be, you know, for records. It may be, you know, fictitious for all I know. But, you know, it's a line that, you know, Beyonce said, you know, basically if you keep doing this, now I'm gonna leave. So if it's happened multiple times, do you even believe that it won't ever happen again? Like, you can work it out. You can be good, but are you sleeping one eye open? 15 years down the line, you still thinking it could happen? If it happens multiple times and, you know, the fourth time, the third time is the absolute last time, but do you still think, you know, again, figure when I open?
Well, what's changed in the 15 years? What's changed? Have you changed? Has the relationship changed?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you all worked it out again, mm-hmm. and as far as you know, it hasn't happened, and so you're progressing. But I guess I'm asking because it's one thing for it to happen once and you move on, and but if it happened multiple times, do you? You know, is that itch in the back of the head?
You still have an itch. You still think it's going to happen again because it happened multiple times. So you still have that in the back of your mind. The thing is, when. And now that I'm sitting there thinking about it, I'm thinking about, okay, like forgiving and other things like that. And what if you see the person that your spouse has cheated with? What if you see the other person and it's a year or two down the road, all these emotions start coming back up again, and you almost back at square one because you probably hadn't seen that person in a while, but now here it is, you see this person all over again.
So okay. Go ahead. You're the victim all over again.
But okay, emotionally.
That's what you want to call it.
Now, are you saying emotionally in that moment, or I see this
just
person and then I take it back home, and now we're both at square one?
No. Like, you're just emotionally in that moment. That's it.
But you said you went back to square one. So
I
you
said
to...
if, and I said you probably would go back to square one. You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if you and the other person had some type of ties together. If you and the other person were friends. Or something like that. You know, that's pretty big. Why are you laughing? Are you okay?
I am.
How you supposed to have a giggle? Did you just get a text?
Just go ahead.
Oh. So all that plays, all of those are factors. Like, I can't go out and sleep with my husband's brother and not expect some kind of consequences. It's not going to be oh, I forgive you, and we're going to pray, and we're going to go to counseling. No, I'm expecting to get my ass beat for that one. I'm going to expect that. That's an expectation I need to have. So, you know, it's just, you got to deal with consequences.
I agree.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
No.
Did Rob just say that she agrees with me? Child, let's go snow outside.
Just a little bit.
It is going to snow. What did you agree about, Dee? I'm concerned.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we got, you know, we got 10 minutes left. We'd definitely love to hear from you all. If you all want to give us some personal antidotes, you know, change names to protect the guilty, I guess.
I say don't change names. Just let it all out. Hell. Let's be messy. Let's be shady.
This.
So I guess what it all boils down to is you have to decide if you want to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the first step. You know, there are people that, you know, are deeply religious. But I guess, you know, in their emotional state, you know, even in their emotional state, that may supersede, you know, their religious beliefs. So you decide if, A, you want to move on. Then, B, if you are, you know, religious, then you may want to go to the Lord in prayer or whatever you have to do. Then, C, you definitely got to hold somebody accountable, you know. And that's where the consequences,
mm-hmm.
you know, come in. These, I guess, just, you know, be open to, willing to make the steps, to take the steps. Because, like I said, you know, if you're cheated on, at that point, it's about both of you all. It's not just the person that was cheated on or the person that did the cheating. Because you have to, A, once move on, and that person has to want to change. Go ahead, D.
It just makes me want to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
You just said that when someone cheats, it's about the both of you. So if it's about the both of you,
no, I'm saying the end result. Because no one can make smart cheat.
Okay.
That's a cheater's own issue.
Okay.
You know, no. At that point, after you cheated, one person has to want to move on together. Another person has to make the changes. That's what it's about both of y'all.
Okay.
But no one can make anybody cheat. I don't believe so. I mean, you can have the best husband, you know, the best, you know, wife, whatever, and that person may be bored, or whatever. But that's that person.
Right.
That's that person's issue. Or it may just want to see somebody else. That's that person's issue. That's what I'm saying. Like, no.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
But what were you going to say, Dee?
No, I was no need because he clarified because I was sure going to take it down a hole.
No. I said.
What road were you going to take it down,
Dee? Just don't worry.
No,
I want to go down that road.
I was saying that the road. To,
he knew where I was about to go.
I know.
So.
No, I was saying the road to forgiveness is about both of you.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Right, but that's what I said earlier. You know, you're not just going to sit here.
Yeah, no, because you know a lot of people say, well, if you did this, I wouldn't have to know. If you didn't do this, or if you did more of this, no, you know, sit there and talk to that person. And this is some things that I'm feeling. So if y'all can come, don't make it about that person. Don't make it infidelity about somebody else. You know, especially like Dee said, if someone claims to be, you know, it's not in their nature to be monogamous, then that person doesn't need to be married. And they choose that they would be married to one person twice. And they got to work out things. So don't make infidelity about the person you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all agree?
I agree.
So, Dee, just for argument's sake, I want to hear what you were going to say.
I want to hear it too.
No. That's okay. I'll leave that for another conversation. Because some things are best left unsaid.
That's not true.
Some things are best left unsaid.
That's not true.
It is true. It is true. It is. It is. It is. It is.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
It is.
It is.
It is.
Okay.
It is. It is.
All right, so we got 5 minutes left, and I guess this is the start of these pre-weekend and then weekend.
Yes, everybody, it's my birthday! Woo! Yes, it's my birthday! It's my birthday! It's my birthday!
So,
get it, get it. Get
so, so Sunday, you know, brunch and bottomless mimosas. All right. What are you doing on Friday night or Saturday?
Friday night, I thought that I was going to be tied up, but I won't be.
You mean like handcuffed, tied up?
No, like not available. You know, like why y'all always gotta go somewhere sexual?
My hands kind of cuffed.
So Friday, I'll be at work.
So then, of course, you know, next weekend you going to a little getaway.
I was going to say, don't try to tell the folks where I'm going. That's my business.
All right,
that's cool. You know, I'm Periscope. I'm accepting birthday gifts.
Gift cards and all that.
All that.
Movie
discounts. Bars, movies, no bootlegs.
that means no barbershop, no beauty shop specials. 5 for $2.
Real good boy.
Okay, that's good for you. That's good for you. I don't participate in it. What do they say? Piracy is not
it's
a
not piracy.
What they say? Piracy is not a
I don't know if I'm gonna read it.
That's how you go to jail. I will not be in the call with him. Anyway. It is a celebratory weekend. It's going to be rah-rah, sis boom ba, rah-rah, sis, rah-rah, it's going to be on and popping.
All right. So can we get a little glimpse of the show we're going to have after you come back from your fabulous vacation?
Yeah. Maybe.
Looking forward to what we're going to be talking about next week.
Next week, we're going to be...
No, on the 11th. On the 11th. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Next week, everyone, we will not be doing a live show. Right. We will have a pre-recorded show that will go forth into the land. And then when we come back on Wednesday, May the 11th, we are going to be talking with the new author of Love Me Right or Not at All, A Quick Guide to Loving Yourself Plus Others the Healthy Way, which is available on Amazon in both hardcover or soft cover, or you can also purchase it in electronic form. But Joe Snyder will be here talking about his new book.
And then I'll be going to Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be going to Miami.
Okay. So. Well, thanks. Join us every Wednesday, 8 to 9:30.
See you later. All right. That's going to be in my head all day.